Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer, and I am Jordan. Today, I'm doing a show that is dedicated to my dog. So we're gonna hear lots of songs about dogs today. The first one that I have is called The Puppy Song, and it is by Harry Nilsson.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream.
That was The Puppy Song by Harry Nilsson, and the Beatles said in 1968 that Harry Nilsson was their favorite American artist, and so I'm going to play a song by the Beatles next. You may or may not know that the Beatles song Martha, My Dear is not about a woman. It's actually about Paul McCartney's dog. He had a sheepdog. It was his first pet. And he got her, I think, in 1965. And this song was written in 1968. So she would have been like 3 then. Anyway, here is Martha, My Dear.
Please remember me.
That was Martha, My Dear. And next up, I have the song I Love My Dog by Cat Stevens. This was his first ever single released. It was released in 1966, and it appeared on his debut album, Matthew and Son. Here is I Love My Dog by Cat Stevens.
As I love you, but you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you, but you may think my dog will always come through. Shining through his eyes, I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make me think my dog will always come through.
That was I Love My Dog by Cat Stevens. Next up, I will be playing the song Dog and Butterfly by Heart. And Heart is a band where both of the members, Anne and Nancy Wilson, they both really love dogs. And it was Anne's sheepdog that inspired the lyrics of this song. She saw her dog chasing a butterfly around the yard and saw it as very symbolic that the dog is obviously grounded to the earth, where the butterfly can go wherever it wants. And so I guess she thought, like, as humans, we're always stuck to the ground trying to reach for things we will never be able to get. And so that's the meaning of this song, Dog and Butterfly.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly I
That was Dog and Butterfly by Heart. And now it is time for my cereal fact of the week. And so since this show is all about my dog, I of course have to talk about her absolute favorite cereal, which is Cheerios. I'm not sure if I've talked about Cheerios on the show before, but it was they were first manufactured in 1941 and were originally called Cheery Oats. And so these are probably my dog's favorite snack. And when she was little, we used to make these treats for her that were basically just a Cheerio surrounded by peanut butter, and we would bake them, and she still eats Cheerios every single day. And next up is another song that's called I Love My Dog, but this time it's by Sublime. And Sublime has a mascot that's a dog. It's the lead singer and guitarist Bradley Noel's Dalmatian named Lou Dog. So here is I Love My Dog by Sublime.
I love my dog. Yes, I love my dog. Whoa, whoa. And I love my dog. Got to keep going away.
That was I Love My Dog by Sublime. And now it's time for my killer fact of the week. I don't exactly know if this is a murderous story, but I'm gonna say that it was. So when my dog was less than a year old, I think, she ate a bird. I was walking her one day, so if she was less than a year, I was probably like 8 years old, and she stuck her head into a shrub, and when she pulled it back out, there was a bird in her mouth. And my dog's really small, and so it was also a small bird, but definitely way too big for her mouth. The bird's head was sticking out one side of her mouth, and the feet were sticking out the other. I ran her back home and tried, my mom and I tried to feed her chicken and cheese and all of her favorite foods, and she would not spit it out. Instead, she swallowed the bird whole. The bird might have been dead already. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if this is a murderous story, but it might be. Anyway, next is a song that my dog really likes, if you can say dogs like songs. It's Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. And it starts off with dogs barking. So she always used to get really excited when she heard the dogs barking in the song.
Yeah.
That was Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. And next up, I will be playing Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, which is another song that isn't really about dogs, but it was named after an actual black lab that was wandering around the studio while Led Zeppelin was recording. And there is one lyric, one verse, actually, it's the second verse, that kind of refers to dogs, because a black dog can kind of mean a hellhound. And so if you listen to the second verse, it kind of alludes to that. So listen to that part. Here is Black Dog.
Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk.
That was Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. The song that I have next is Atomic Dog by George Clinton, who led both the bands Funkadelic and Parliament, but this is for a solo recording, and this is the song that Bow Wow Wow Yippee Yo Yippee Yay is from, and so that is sampled in more songs than I can name. Here is Atomic Dog.
Yeah, this is a story of Fang's dog. When the dog gets into this tale, we'll be busy. We'll be clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
Do the dog, get you. Do the dog, get you. Do the dog.
That was Atomic Dog. I feel like that song is kind of unnecessarily long, but I hope that you liked it. This next one is extra short. I'm playing this one for fun. It's an interesting song. It's called Dog on the Sidewalk by Deerhoof, and it's just kind of about that moment where you see a dog on the sidewalk and you're like, oh, pretty cool, there's a dog. That just made my day. I don't know if that happens to you. That happens to me a lot. Here is Dog on the Sidewalk by Deerhoof.
Dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk. Dog on the sidewalk, dog on the sidewalk.
Yep, so that was Dog on the Sidewalk by Deerhoof. The song that I have next is called Me and My Dog, and it's by the trio that is called Boy Genius. These girls are three different solo artists, but I think they only made this one album together. I'm not really sure. But yeah, so this is Me and My Dog by Boy Genius, and it's not really about a dog at all, but they only mention a dog at the end of the song, where she's basically talking about wanting to escape from the world and just sit peacefully with her dog, which I totally get. Here's Me and My Dog.
Great day.
That was Me and My Dog by Boy Genius, which I completely forgot to log until now, but I got it in there right at the end. Next up, I have the song Shannon by Henry Gross. And Henry Gross was the youngest person at age 18 to play on the main stage at Woodstock, which is pretty cool. And this song, Shannon, is about the death of Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys' Irish setter named Shannon. So here it is. That was Shannon by Henry Gross. And next up, I have the song Salty Dog by Cat Power. This is from her covers record, which I love. And so that is from the year 2000, but this is a cover of a folk song, Salty Dog Blues, that's from like the early 1900s. And the phrase salty dog comes from the practice of rubbing salt into the coat of one's favorite dog as a flea repellent. And so then salty dog basically means someone's best friend, because they care enough about them to protect them from fleas, I guess. So here's Salty Dog by Cat Power. That was Salty Dog by Cat Power, and I have time for just one more song today. This one is very catchy. It's been stuck in my head a lot. It's called Lily, and it's by Pink Martini. I guess it's about a dog named Lily. It's from their 2004 album Hang On Little Tomato. So here's Lily.
When you
That was Lily by Pink Martini. And with that, this is the end of today's show. You are listening to WJRH 104.9. This has been The Serial Killer. Thank you for listening, and please tune in again next week.